Yesterday we started the chapter on the encouragement to increase in good deeds in one's latter life. As a person is getting older, now his investment and now his time should be more in increasing his good deeds. Why is he reaching that point where he's getting closer and closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? It shouldn't be such that as a person is getting older, his involvement in the world is increasing. That is how generally the world, in the secular world we're living in, person is encouraged now as he's getting older, that he should plan more for his retirement, he should invest more, he should see how more funds can be utilized for the dunya. But as far as we are concerned, as a person is getting older, his focus should be moving more and more towards the everlasting life, the life of the akhirat. So today's hadith, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma narrates that Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu used to permit me to join discussions with the senior sahaba who had taken part in the battle of Badr. So Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma was a young person. He wasn't an old person. But Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, when he's making mashura with the seniors, he would allow me as a young person to come into that mashura and sit in that mashura and that meeting and discussion. So it seemed that some of them were annoyed at this and said, why should this one person be permitted to join us when we also have children of his age? So those seniors that were there, some of them, they got a little bit annoyed that he's such a young person and he's coming and sitting in the mashura. We got sons also that are his age, but he's allowed specifically to come and sit in the mashura. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu replied, you know well where he comes from. You know well where he comes from. This part of the hadith, what it means, is that he is from the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he has a comprehensive understanding of Islam. So one thing we learn from here is sometimes to honor a person because of that family that he has come from, the piety of that family, or being a Sayyid from the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there is no harm. And the other point is that where a person has got that necessary ilm, that necessary knowledge, his age shouldn't be a barrier to stop him from coming and sitting in a mashura where his input is valued, where he can give good counsel and good mashura. So here the knowledge and the ilm that Allah Ta'ala had blessed Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma was indeed very, very great. So Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu on that basis had allowed him to come and sit in the mashura wherein the seniors would be sitting. So anyway, when they were annoyed, Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu told him that you know well where he comes from. One day Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, now he's explaining, who's the reporter of the hadith? Same Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma. He's saying that one day Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu summoned me to join them, and I think that he did so in order to demonstrate this to them. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu asked him, what do you have to say about this verse? Which verse? إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحِ. That when the help and victory of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes, what do you people have to say with regards to this verse? What is this, in other words, what is this verse referring to? So Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu called me, and when he called me now in that meeting, he asked all those people that were seated there, that what is this verse referring to? So anyway, he explains now that Umar radiallahu anhu asked him that what do you have to say with regards to this verse when the help of Allah Ta'ala and the victory comes? Some of them said that we are commanded to praise Allah Ta'ala and seek forgiveness when He helps us and grants us victory. Why they said this? Because at the end of the surah we get, فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ, which actually means that praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and seek forgiveness in Him. So they explained that this is what we are supposed to do. We are commanded to praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and seek His forgiveness when He helps us and grants us victory. So they said that this is what this verse is referring to, that when Allah's help and victory comes, then we must praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we must seek forgiveness. Others remained silent and did not say anything. He then asked me, now Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, he then asked this young boy, young person, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, what he has to say about this verse that was revealed. So he then asked me, what is your opinion? Or is this your opinion also exactly what the others are saying? So Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, he said, I replied, no. He asked, then what do you have to say? Now imagine, this young person, all of them are giving their explanation of this hadith or this ayat of the Quran, that this is what he's referring to. And now when he's asking the young person, he says, no, my opinion is not the same as what the seniors here are saying. So he then, Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu said, that what do you say? He said, I replied, it refers to the demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allah Ta'ala informed him by saying that when the help of Allah Ta'ala and victory comes, that is a sign of your demise. So glorify the praises of your sustainer and seek his forgiveness. Surely he accepts repentance. Imagine how bright he was. He knew what this verse was referring to. It was referring to now that the demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was very, very close. On hearing this answer, Umar radiallahu anhu said, I also know of no other explanation except your explanation. Showing all those sahaba there, that Allah Ta'ala had blessed this young person with deep knowledge. So one thing we learn from here is that where a person has deep knowledge, a person is capable, then age now doesn't become a barrier to stop a person from even becoming the Amir of the Jamaat that is going out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Anyway, coming back to this verse, إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحِ till the end, that when this surah was revealed, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam delivered a sermon in which he said, Allah ta'ala gave a servant the choice between this world and what is with him. He chose that which is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his khutbah, in his sermon, he mentioned this at the occasion when these verses were revealed. And Allah ta'ala has given a choice. Allah Ta'ala has given a servant the choice between this world and what is with him. He chose that is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, Allah Ta'ala gave him a choice. You're choosing this world or you're choosing what is with me. The servant has chosen what is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu cried when he heard this and he remarked that may our parents be your ransom, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The other sahaba was surprised at Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu's statement, as they did not understand at that time. Sahaba was surprised that Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu started crying when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam just mentioned that one servant has been given the option that he either chooses this world or he chooses what is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the servant has chosen what is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu started weeping. Sahaba was surprised at his behavior because they didn't understand at this time that the slave who was given the choice was Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was referring to himself, that the slave has been given the choice, and this slave has chosen the choice, has chosen to be with, or chosen what is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's from this surah and hadith that scholars, ulama mention that every good deed should be concluded with istighfar and praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is hoped that this will cause the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to descend and that the deed will be accepted by him. Why istighfar at the end? Perhaps there's any shortcomings in the way we did it, and we're always doing things that are weak. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us. فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ. So istighfar comes from this part. We ask Allah ta'ala at the end to forgive us. And why we praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? That, wallah, you've given us the tawfiq of doing this action. If it wasn't for you, we wouldn't have done the good action. So both these things, we praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we ask for forgiveness. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.